Homer Clapp, from Spoon River Anthology, by Edgar Lee Masters, read for LibriVox.org by West Winds 12.
Often, Anne or Clute at the gate refused me the parting kiss, saying, "We should be engaged before that." And just, with a distant clasp of the hand, she bade me good night, as I brought her home from the skating rink or the revival. No sooner did my parting footsteps die away than Lucius Atherton, so I learned when Anna went to Peoria, stole in at her window or took her riding behind his spanking team of bays into the country. The shock of it made me settle down, and I put all the money I got from my father's estate into the canning factory to get the job of head accountant, and lost it all. And then I knew. I was one of life's fools, whom only death would treat as the equal of other men, making me feel like a man.
End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.